This is Akashwani, the news, read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held wide-ranging talks with his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim in Kuala Lumpur, focusing on boosting defence and security ties and enhancing economic and innovation partnership. A range of agreements and documents were exchanged between the two sides, covering cooperation in disaster management, audiovisual co-production, combating and preventing corruption, semiconductor development, health and medicine, institution of scholarships, and agreement between NPCI International Payments Limited and PayNet of Malaysia. Prime Minister Modi said cooperation between India and Malaysia will expand in maritime security, defence and counter-terrorism. He reiterated that India's position on terrorism remains firm with no double standards and no compromise.
Security ke kshetr mein, hum counter-terrorism, intelligence sharing aur maritime security mein sahyog majboot karenge. Hum raksha sahyog ko bhi aur vyapak banayenge. AI और डिजिटल टेक्नोलॉजीज के साथ साथ हम सेमीकंडक्टर, हेल्थ और फूड सिक्योरिटी में साझेदारी को आगे बढ़ाएंगे.
Mr. Modi said India and Malaysia share a special bond as maritime neighbors supported by strong people-to-people links and the presence of a large Indian diaspora in Malaysia. Seychelles President Patrick Hermin arrived in New Delhi after productive engagements in Chennai and Mumbai. In a social media post, the External Affairs Ministry informed that earlier Seychelles President visited Chennai and Mumbai, where he met key stakeholders including in the field of governance, industry, coastal management and health sector. The five-day official trip of President Patrick Hermin coincides with the Golden Jubilee celebrations of the India-Seychelles diplomatic relationship. Seychelles is a key maritime neighbour of India and an important partner in the nation's Vision Mahasagar and its commitment to the Global South. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today stressed that India-US interim trade agreement fully protects farmers' interests with key agriculture products kept out of the pact. The minister was addressing a press conference in Bhopal. Mr. Chauhan said no product harmful to the interest of Indian farmers has been included, asserting that national and farmers' interests remain paramount. The diamond sector has hailed the India-US trade deal. Talking to Akashwani News, owner of a diamond firm in Mumbai, Dinesh Lakhani said the trade will give many benefits to over 10 lakh people engaged in the diamond sector. Mr. Lakhani informed that the reduction of tariffs will boost exports and provide new opportunities and employment in the jewellery sector. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah held a high-level meeting in Raipur today to review the security situation and assess progress of development projects in the left-wing extremism-affected areas of Chhattisgarh. In the evening, the Home Minister will attend the national conclave titled Chhattisgarh at 25, shifting the lens in Raipur. The Haryana government will cover all treatment costs of those injured in the swing collapse accident in the Suraj Kund Mela. Talking to media in Faridabad, Managing Director, Haryana Tourism Corporation Limited, Parth Gupta said the accident took around 6:15 p.m. yesterday. A police inspector who was on duty lost his life while doing the rescue work. Mr. Gupta further added that the additional deputy commissioner level committee has been formed to investigate this matter. The government has invited comments from the public and stakeholders on draft income tax rules and forms 2026. Comments can be sent till the 22nd of this month on the official portal of the income tax. The income tax office informed that this move aims to promote transparency and ensure a participative and effective rule-making process. In Bangladesh, a former water resources minister and senior Awami League leader Ramesh Chandrasen died in custody at Dinajpur District Jail, raising fresh questions over country's worsening law and order situation and the treatment of elderly detainees. He was 85. Jail officials said the Awami League leader's health deteriorated inside the prison. He was later rushed to Dinajpur Medical College Hospital, where doctors declared him dead. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, New Zealand defeated Afghanistan by 5 wickets in a Group D clash in Chennai today. Electing to bat first, Afghanistan scored 182 for 6 in stipulated 20 overs, with Gulbuddin Naib's fabulous innings of 63 runs in just 35 balls. For the Black Caps, Lockie Ferguson picked up 2 wickets. In response, New Zealand managed to chase the target in the 18th over with 5 wickets in hand. And with that, we end this news bulletin.